This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
After the 11 o'clock hour. Yeah, you heard right. It is the Brock Wisney Show. Thanks to our friends at Interior Sprinkler System. Shane is an awesome dude out there. You guys got to check him out for, you know, that safety when it comes to, you know, making sure you got an interior sprinkler system that is up to snuff, man. Sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, if I could spit that out. Kitchen hoods, paint booths, and fire alarms. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Brock, my man, good to catch up with you again, my friend.
I know. I'm excited to be back in here and talk some sports, you know, see how it goes.
Yeah, it's been a wild football. I don't know how much you pay attention to, like, what the Broncos did, what the team further north of here did. Yeah. There's just a lot of craziness going on, and it's always this fun time of year, too, because football's absolutely nuts, and then basketball's, like, right around the corner.
Fall's my favorite, man. I love it. You know, there's a lot of good ones. I know the Broncos, you might have been talking about that.
Wild, man.
I fell asleep. It was, like, 26-8 or something, and then I woke up, and then all of a sudden, game was over.
One of the wildest games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a weird, slow comeback to me. It was just, how was this happening? And then you look down, 0 points, and then you blink, and suddenly it's 33.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It's not really surprising, though, honestly.
I guess. We'll see what they do with this now. They got the Cowboys coming up this weekend. So are you a Broncos guy? I know we talked about this a little
last week. Like the Broncos. I love all the hometown teams. I also like the Packers. That's where I was born. My dad played. But, you know, I love cheering the hometown team on. I love seeing them win.
Well, and it works out, too, because AFC, NFC, we don't have to worry about that unless they're in the Super Bowl.
They don't clash too often.
If they are in the Super Bowl, which they were at years ago, you root for the Packers.
I would be happy with either.
Okay, you're just
honest.
I have a t-shirt that says, I just hope both teams have fun. You would be that guy.
Yeah, I would like the grandma t-shirt.
Brock Wisney in studio with us, man. You guys had an exhibition game against the Wyoming Cowboys. Now, this was in Gillette, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And from what I understand, tight game. And it was it a sellout? Was it packed in the
gym? It was sellout. It was packed. It was an awesome atmosphere to start the year. I think it was a little 5-hour bus ride up there. And I didn't really know what to expect. But, you know, Wyoming fans showed out. That was really the majority. You know, it was a cool atmosphere. It was loud. They were on top of us. It was a kind of a surround arena, little JUCO or NAI community college, I think. And it was just awesome. It was a cool experience.
So the game, I don't believe, was broadcast or anything like that. So I didn't get a chance to watch it. All I heard from a couple of Wyoming people that said it was a very close game, both teams. Now, but this guy is saying both teams look good. Like, they're going to have – both teams might be pretty good this year. And you came in and you're kind of like, both teams were kind of sloppy, man. There's things we got to clean up.
Yeah, I mean, so we get in there and we don't really know what to expect. We've played a lot of games, so we're confident. But, you know, we started out and I think that we weren't as detailed as we could have been. It was a low scoring game, you know, compared to all these exhibitions you're seeing. You know, you're seeing a lot of them in the 90s and 100s. I think it ended up being around like 69-65 or something.
That's a tight game there.
To end the game, it was a tight game. You know, but there was a lot of mistakes on both ends. And it obviously looked like a close and tight game, but, you know, it came down to, you know, fouls and guarding people. And early in the year, it's who wants it more at that moment. So
yeah. How hard is it to get up for a game like that? Is it easy because it is the first? I mean, you guys have been battling, and I know there's secret scrimmages and all that stuff too. But for the most part, you guys have just been beating each other up.
Yeah.
So is it easier to get up, even though it's an exhibition game? It doesn't count on the wins or loss record.
It's honestly a little too easy, I would say. You know, you really get – I get that adrenaline pumping, and I think most of the guys do. And you come out, and we're playing hard. Like, that wasn't the problem. Sometimes you're just running around with your head cut off, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt for, you know, the first media or so. And playing hard is always a good thing, but you want to find that in between, you know, that balance of playing hard but smart at the same time.
So. So you feel like there's just – couple of those things, maybe too much adrenaline going up on in this kind of game. Those are things, obviously, that will calm down over time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you get used to it, you know, trial by fire almost. You get thrown in, and you just kind of adapt along the way. And that's just how it goes.
Talk to us a little bit about this roster. I don't know if you could tell us, like, who started. Because I know
Smiley that it wasn't
didn't
streamed.
Give us that yet.
One of the reasons it wasn't streamed, I think they wanted to get all those Wyoming fans up there, which I'm glad they did.
Yeah, but it's a genius idea.
Yeah, it is. You know, they can't just sit back and watch it. But, you know, we're playing well. Quinn had a really good game. Yeah. I know there wasn't a box score, but he was above 30 points.
Wow.
Put it that way. So he had a great game. You know, we didn't shoot it well. I think that our three-point percentage was lower, which isn't going to be usual with this team. I think we have a team that can shoot really well. But, you know, we have a lot of new guys that are kind of just figuring it out. Ibu, Arik, you know, he's a redshirt freshman. Ring, you know, played a good amount. Vince Delano. We have a lot of guys, you know, that are new, and they're just kind of figuring it out. And we have some veteran leadership, too, you know, me, Zach, and Quinn. We're just trying to bring those guys up because, you know, Smiley loves detail. And we know that. And, you know, when you have these new guys, you got to kind of bring them along and kind of detail them into to all the things.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. We kind of know, like, Bears fans, obviously, they know you and what you've done in your career as a Bear. Quinn Danker transferred over at the beginning of last year joined the team. So he's a transfer. And then, of course, Zach Block, his defense and what he brings to the table. But these other guys were like you say, Ibu Yamazaki.
Yes, Yamazaki.
He kind of joined the team later with you guys because he was playing in like national.
Yeah. He was in Japan's national team.
Yeah, Smiley was kind of like, man, it's like good and bad. Obviously, we want him here to be building up with the chemistry and all that stuff in the offseason, but he's still playing like really meaningful basketball, so he's not going to be rusty. Or anything like that to start the season.
Yeah, it was interesting. He was in Qatar with the Japanese national team when we were in Portugal. He flies straight from Qatar to Portugal,
and he got to hang with you guys.
Yeah, he did.
Cool.
It was good. He was there for that. He's a really smart player though, and he cares. So you know, it makes it easy for him to figure out along. And if you watched a practice now, you wouldn't be able to tell he wasn't there for pretty much the whole summer. And so you know, he's coming along well. He can really shoot it. He's a good defender, has good length and athleticism. So
what does that mean to you? Like, you're one of the leaders of this team, so when you get a new guy coming in that hasn't been with you a good chunk of time, you're saying, man, it was like, you know, he picked right up with this group. How much of that did you take on yourself? Like, I got to be a leader. I got to help this guy, kind of welcome this guy into the roster.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know, that's one of the biggest jobs. And it's, like I said, me, Zach, and Quinn, and some other guys, you just got to kind of help him and push him as quick as possible. Just support him, you know, if he's messing up, just sit there and help him. Like in Portugal, one of the first games, Zach and Ibu sat out, and Zach walked him through every single play that was going on.
Wow.
And just those little things, you know, just kind of helping each other along. You're all in it together. You know, it's not like each guy's trying to win for himself. You kind of got a bond, and whoever does that best is really the good team.
How do you feel about this group? Obviously, you talk about the exhibition game, and you were not shocked at all, you know, when you said, hey, we were kind of – some things were kind of sloppy, but we expected that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know what this team did last year.
Mm-hmm.
You guys win the regular season Big Sky championship. And then you fall just barely short in that tournament. So obviously it felt like the Bears were a tournament-type team. How do you compare this roster to last year's roster?
You know, we're really different, but it's not different in a bad way. You know, I think that we're tough and we're young and we got some guys that have something to prove. You know, guys that haven't really fully produced. And because of that, you know, they really want to come in and make a difference. I think that we have a championship-type roster. I think that all the new guys are filling in and it really comes down to, you know, our identity is probably in our toughness and our detail. And it comes down to if we can, you know, show that enough and really, you know, take that identity and just run with it.
I mean, you kind of got to be one of those leaders in the toughness category.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be kind of on your shoulders, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, just being guys, you know, can take a hit and get back up and be physical. Sometimes I don't want to be too tough. I get fouls and my coaches will get all mad at me. But, you know, I think I'm always going to be a little tough and kind of help try to lead the other guys in that way.
And that's difficult, too, because in basketball, it is a fine line between playing aggressive but also picking up a lot of fouls that get you in trouble early on. So that is a fine line to walk.
Yeah, I mean, funny story. I can't even fully talk about it, but, you know, we had a scrimmage against the team this year, and I had easily over 7 fouls. I'll just put it that way. And my coaches were all on me. They're showing me all these plays and stuff. And so we go to Wyoming, and, you know, it's my goal to not foul but stay physical. I think I only had one foul. So that was a good thing to take out of it. Improvement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And that is a tough one, for sure. You want to be an aggressive defensive guy, but, yeah, you got to be careful at the same time. Brock, we'll take a quick break here, and then we'll finish up with Brock Wisney. If you guys have questions for Brock throughout the season, you can text us on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Getting to know this roster, getting to know you a little bit more, and we'll get into it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Brock Wisney Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Brock Wisney Show. Plays for the UNC Bears, if you haven't guessed yet. Yeah. We're going to be talking to Brock every single Monday. I love it. Got a text coming in. This is one of our Wyoming fans, actually, or listeners. I hate to say I have fans, Brock. You have fans. I do not have fans.
Oh, you got plenty.
He says, how was the interior play?
I mean, so Wyoming had a really good freshman big, actually.
Really?
I don't remember exactly his name. I think he's number 11 or 10. But, you know, he's athletic, big. The interior play was physical. I would say there's a lot of fouls called down there. I feel like I should have been more comfortable. I started off a little sporadic, I would say. But, you know, it was physical. But as I settled in, you know, I think I did well. But it was they had some good bigs, and they can play a good 4-5 combination. So it was good. I think that was the better part of the game.
Do you honestly think this is something you guys will – the Wyoming and UNC would do every year? That would be kind of cool to make it kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, we've played them every year, actually.
Yeah.
In like secret scrimmages.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first year that we've done an exhibition, and I honestly loved it. So, I mean, if it was something that we did in the past 3 years, I would love to get in front of their fans, and, you know, they have a great fan base, too. And I think that, you know, if we played in Laramie the next time, we'd get some of ours up there in that big stadium, and it'd be awesome.
The secret scrimmage thing is always so weird, because we all know you guys do it. We say that you do it, but we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
We can't get into detail on it.
I know.
Can't say who the other team was.
It kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know? It does.
Yeah. I would love to talk about it and, you know, let people know what goes on, but, you know, it's kind of the advantage of the start of the year, you know, not letting other teams know.
Is that what it is all? That's the reason to keep
it
secret.
That is what it is. You know, scouts are such a big piece of college basketball. There's only five guys on the floor at a time, and if you can dial into what those five guys are doing, the advantage you have is crazy.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is, just keeping your roster kind of unknown until, you know, you get a few games out on tape.
Yeah, you know, doing the podcast with Coach Smiley, you know, he gives me a lot, but you can always tell when he's like, yeah, I'm not giving you everything, man, because who knows? A little birdie tells me that there are a lot of competing teams that will listen to the podcast.
Check that out. Any advantage you can get, you know, I've heard our coaches say, oh, I heard him talking about this on this, and they're tuned in, they'll listen.
Speaking of that, we got to get your guy Houston Reed in here.
I've
interviewed him a few times, but I love the dude. He's awesome, but we got to get him in here with you.
Oh man, I would love to. I'll bring him in sometime. That'd be an awesome time.
During the break, you were talking to me a little bit, you know, about the roster, but about some of the interesting tasks for you, because you're going to be playing five primarily.
Yeah.
But you were playing, and Coach Smiley talked about this on the Two Man Game podcast, that there's going to be maybe situations where you're playing at four.
Yeah.
So what's the challenge like in that?
You know, I've always liked to play on the perimeter some, but, you know, my role has been the five. And I didn't really know how that would look to expand to the four. So over the summer, we worked on it a good amount. And, you know, I think the coaches trust me, you know, whether it's, you know, our four takes the ball out, just trusting me to do that or be on the perimeter for certain plays. And I'm completely comfortable in it now. You know, I know all the plays. I've been on the team for 4 years. I hope I would know all the plays.
Yeah.
At the four. And, you know, we talked about it. You know, the matchups are good. We can get me in the post on a four-man instead of a five-man sometimes. You know, those slide advantages matter. And it comes down, you know, the coach is also being able to trust me, whether I'm a four and I'm switching onto a guard, those type of things. So there's a lot of different little things that go into it. But I enjoy it. I enjoy that.
Is it going to be like Egan Shields that plays five when you're playing four?
It'll be Egan. He's made a lot of big strides over the summer. He's a big, really strong and athletic guy. So, you know, he's going to be a big piece of our team this year, and he's going to be able to make some good plays. And I love to be on the floor with him. Good rebounding, good rim protection, all that.
Well, that opens up the door for you to get a lot more boards, too, because if you're going up against maybe a little bit of a smaller guy, depending on their roster situation, too, but that's going to open up your situation.
Yeah, get O rebounds, you know, whether it's like wedging and crashing on a smaller guy or also on the defensive end. You know, if Egan's taking care of this big, strong guy and boxing him out, I can come in and clean those boards up, you know, usually when it's the guards coming in and doing that. So
is that the main difference? Because I'm seeing it like with the Nuggets, too. They're talking about with Jonas Valanciunas and Joker, maybe they're going to do something like that, too. Is that the main difference? Is it's a matchup thing, or is there a lot more to it going from 5 to 4? Because nowadays, I mean, positions are always so, you know, point guards, you know, they're sometimes they're just guards.
Yeah.
You know, guy can play two, he can play one, whatever. Sometimes the big man can bring the ball to the floor. You see that too. But talk to us a little bit about what that difference is like.
Man, there's a lot. I would say that it matters on the coach and the scheme a little bit. You know, you look at guys that can run two bigs. Like, one example I'd give is Montana. In the past, they've run two bigs, and they'll do a lot of those kind of cross actions. So two bigs on the block, and one will screen for the other, or kind of getting them both low. And when you do that, it opens up a lot, you know, whether it's opening up the outside, drawing guys in, or whether, you know, you just find the mismatch on the inside. So it's a lot of matchups. You know, I don't think that they're going to put me on. Some teams run like four smaller guys, like a wing at the four. I don't think that's going to be my place to guard that just defensively. But, you know, when the other team has a bigger guy at the four, I still have a mismatch at the four. But I can guard just as well on the other end. So it's a lot of matchup stuff.
That would be fun to kind of watch how the coaches scheme that up, too, and then how you kind of feel with it going forward.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, it always adapts. And what you see is never exactly how it's going to be right now. You know, it changes throughout the season. And we just kind of got to feel it out and see what's best. So.
Hey, Brock, what has it been like for you? Obviously, you talked about I've been here 4 years. I should know all the stuff. You pretty much have you had the entire same coaching staff? Because obviously we know Smiley's been there, Dorian Green's been there, Houston Reed, Brett Klopfel. Like, you've pretty much had the same guys for 4 years. That's
everybody's been the same. It is very rare, especially in today's basketball world. The only person, DC, he's our skills development coach. He came on my sophomore year. But even then, you know, it's really been the same coaching staff, and that's been so awesome. You know, we've kind of gotten a feel for each other and, you know, how stuff works, and it makes life a lot easier.
What did you speak, staying on the coaches thing, I'm assuming you're aware of Coach Smiley and Coach Sundance Wicks, coach for Wyoming, their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically like brothers. Man.
Yeah.
They're like best friends.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, I think that Smiley was that much more motivated to try to win that game, you know.
What was it like at the end? Were they cool with each other, or did they need a short handshake, walk away?
No, they were cool. You know, you got to appreciate those little moments. You know, you don't get that often, you know, two, like, awesome best friends, you know, playing against each other. But, you know, you could tell Smiley's a little upset that he lost that half, and we all were too, you know. But, you know, they're all great friends, and it made it that much more fun, honestly.
Well, and I've asked him before, you know, about Wyoming and UNC playing on a regular basis, like just in the regular season.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
And I think so, but it is interesting because every loss a coach has, that's going to go against him in the ultimate, oh, what happens is he fight? Who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, delivering a loss to one of your guys, let's say you guys are, you know, one of the coaches is on the hot seat and they start the season 0-4 and then that next loss.
You don't want to be your best friend's reason for losing their job or something.
I mean, there's a lot of, not that that would necessarily play out that way, but I can kind of see why.
Yeah.
But from a fan's perspective, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that if they could have it anyway, it'd probably be the exhibitions, realistically.
Is there any chance you think Wyoming would come here?
I would hope so.
That would be cool.
I mean, I hope they wouldn't think they're that much better than us.
But. Well, if you guys, a 3-point game, man, it sounds like it could be a good one. We've seen what you guys can do against Mount West teams.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome. I know we had CSU at our place my sophomore year, I believe. So that'd be something that'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Brock, appreciate you as always, man. We'll take a quick break, wrap it up here. I have just some random questions for you as we get to know Brock Wisney here each and every Monday. And then pretty soon we'll actually be able to dive into the real games. The ones that count toward the record and everything. So we'll get into that and more with Brock Wisney. It's the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. We'll be right back.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good Morning NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
We're rolling on this Monday. A lot to talk about, a lot of other football stories to get into, but this is fun. We get to talk basketball. Who better to talk basketball with than either the coach or the player? Yeah. And I fortunately get both. I get to catch up with Smiley on Thursday mornings, and on Mondays I get to catch up with you now. This is a dream for me, man. I get to pick your brain.
Dream for me too, man. I love talking about this stuff.
For those that don't know, we talked a little bit about this last week, but Brock's dad, Jerry Wisney, he played offensive tackle for Notre Dame, and then he went to the NFL, played for the Packers too. He bounced around to a couple of different teams, but I was asking how unique is that to have, you know, a dad that played at a high level in any sport, even though you're basketball, he did football. And I love what you were kind of saying, like, he only talks about it if I ask him. He's not one of those dads that's like, well, man, when I was playing, you know, you got to be better and all that stuff. That's got to be kind of cool.
It is. I think that it's partially, though, because I'm a basketball player. You know, if I was playing football, he'd probably be like, man, you got to be tough. Mm. You got all that stuff. But he just likes when I play hard. That's the level that he wants me to be at, and that's all that really matters.
Well, and that's a selfless position, too, an offensive lineman. Those guys don't get a lot
of credit and stuff.
They're in the trenches digging. Yeah. Maybe that's changed a little bit over the years, but when he played in the, early 2000s, late 90s, you know, we weren't talking, we didn't have all these PFF grades on offensive linemen and all that stuff. So,
yeah, they were just doing the dirty work and just playing hard.
So. But if you do you seek his advice sometimes? Because obviously you're going to be a guy at whatever that level looks like, I would imagine pro basketball is in your future.
Yeah. I mean, that's my hope, to play pro basketball. And I seek his advice a lot. On the mental things, I seek his advice on stuff he thinks he did well and thinks he didn't. You know, I think that he was a really hard worker. That's where I got my work ethic from, him and my mom. But also, you know, I like to take the mental aspect of things. You know, my dad, he says he's a meathead sometimes. You know, he just went to school for football, and, you know, he's just hard-headed. I take that from him. I take the fact that he wants me to be a smart player and have a future, you know, after sports, but also take the fact that, you know, I want to work as hard as I can to achieve something.
Well, you might have a future in the radio side of things if you decide
to
do that, man.
That'd be awesome.
You're doing a great job on this one. All right, my friend. Next week, I guess next week won't be game week, but we're getting dangerously close
to
that.
Getting close.
November 4th, is that right? Is that our
third?
Third? Is that okay? Yeah, I got to get that right here, because we're going to be moving into that in Colorado College.
It's the first
game of the season.
Yes, sir.
That will be a good test for you guys to see where you are, how you're feeling about the upcoming season.
Yeah. I mean, we're excited. You know, any game is a lot of fun, and those ones, you can't be too careful. You know, my freshman year, we lost to Colorado Christian, so it's great to approach it with, you know, a real game mentality, which it is, and just, you know, play as hard as we can.
I can't wait to see you guys in action, my friend. Brock, great job as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next Monday,
my friend. Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
All right, man. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by the one and only Interior Sprinkler Systems. Sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods, paint booths, fire alarms. Visit them online. Get that stuff in your house or your business, because you need it. You must have it. InteriorSprinkler.com. They're trusted in the industry. All right, got top stories of the day coming up next. Kevin Lytle will join us from the Colorado, and all that and more. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.